Blog Talk Radio.
American History Month. We're still in the month of February celebrating Black History Month. I want to welcome each and every one of you and say thank you for joining the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiyinka 7 live coming to you this evening. And I want to say that I am very grateful that I can be able to stand before you today, because some of us weren't able to stand today. Some of us weren't even able to get up. But I'm so glad that at great getting up morning, we can still stand strong because it's not our strength that keeps us going, but the strength within us, and it comes from our higher selves. And I want to focus in on our higher selves today, ladies and gentlemen, so that you know you're not in this thing by yourself, and no man is an island, and that no man can make it on his own strength. And my brother's problems are my problems. And we have to understand that during Black History Month, there's a lot going on, and a lot is being said these days, but we have to make sure things are being said with substance, and that they're relevant, and that they have pertinence to the African-American issue and struggle. There's struggles all over the world, ladies and gentlemen, for the yellow man, brown man, and black man. Struggles everywhere. At every corner I look, it seems as though one of us is struggling. Now they're telling me that the Hispanics, for their African heritage, in the Department of the Academia, ladies and gentlemen, are struggling to keep their history and their multicultural department together. And they're aligning themselves, with other organizations all over the nation to talk about it. I understand that they closed down the department, sent the teachers home, and dismantled of all of the paraphernalia and books that were being used to teach the diversity and to teach conscious information. Now, it seems as if we are going backwards instead of forward in our constitutional rights and laws. And that's why everybody is challenging the human and the civil rights laws, whether or not they're being upheld and reinforced. Now, we're not living in a third world country, ladies and gentlemen. Third world countries usually have to go through censorship because of the fact that they are living in a situation where they have a situation where they're being taken care of by their government, so they cannot speak out. They have something called a gag law, and they don't stand up, and they cannot speak out on certain issues. However, thanks be to God that the United States American citizens have a right to the 15th and 14th and 13th Amendment and the ability to speak on the 5th on the grounds that it might intimidate them. So we're fortunate. We're blessed, and as a matter of fact. And ladies and gentlemen, why don't you keep a light on your window? Because there's some people out there that are still struggling, and they're trying to find their way home. Just like those ancestors, they're still in the lagoon trying to find their way home. And when one of us gets separated from the circle, we call them back. We call them back because none is lost. Our higher self will tell us that God said none will be plucked out of his hand. Not one will be lost. And mothers, if you're troubled today because you might have someone outside of the fold that's not inside the circle, don't be troubled. Fret not thy doings of well-doing. Don't be troubled by it because, see, all of the good works will outweigh your bad days. All of my good days will outweigh my bad days, then all of my good days will always be righteous. Think of those ones who don't have the opportunity to have freedom in their country. They are struggling, ladies and gentlemen. They are struggling. And yet, as we stand here unmolested on all these airways, speaking from to and fro, our minds and our consciousness, we thank God today that we are able to come unmolested, to be able to stand, to talk about issues that disrupt the civil rights movement. Now, those Mexicans are going to need help. Those Puerto Ricans are going to need help, too, in deciphering their history. Everyone's history must be told, and it must be from their perspective. And we don't just want his story. Everyone wants to get in the pulpit and tell their story from their frame of reference. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a different race, your frame of reference will be different from my frame of reference, and the story that we tell about our history will be different. Just like Someone once said, when you hear the story about the way civilization got started from the Africans, you get one story. Then when you hear it from the Jewish person, you get another. And then when you hear it from the Hmong people, you get even another. And then when you hear it from the Latino man, the Asian man, or the Asiatic man, you get another one. And then when you hear it from the Caucasian, from the Caucasus Mountains, you even yet get another one. Then whose version is right? They all are right. But it depends on which perspective are they coming from, where they're bringing their perspective. I got my lab coat on today, y'all, and I got my astute hat on. I'm really a professorette. Like it or not, I'm really a professorette. What you're getting is professor material, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm about ready to go back into my quarters where I feel comfortable and take my adjunct position and take my seat in that adjunct role again, ladies and gentlemen. And you ought to be so fortunate to have me, because there are topics that I've lectured on in this classroom that will be seating or fitting for that student that is about to take up a graduate level. And ladies and gentlemen, I never stop learning. Only never stop learning, because if I'm going to be a professor and come to you, I've got to come correct. So I decide to dust off the old lab coat and go back in the classroom and get some toolage myself so I can be fresh and brand new. Say it with me. Brand new, Omi. Brand new. Bring you some brand new things. That's right. I'm going back in the classroom. But before I do that, it's going to let me step into some roles where I can really call myself a professorette and take the role of the adjunct off and just take a professorette's back seat. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Keep praying for me and keep speaking good things on my behalf, because doors are being opened for me. I don't care how dark it might look in my life. I don't care how dark it might look to somebody else. I don't care how dark it might look to my children. I want them to keep getting up. Because there's a force out there in all of our lives that wants to divide us from our loved ones, that wants to create havoc in our life. But we got to keep getting up, speaking positive, when all signs say that woman ought to be discouraged. That woman ought to be down on her luck. That woman should even be able to get up and speak to us today. How is it that she's able to rise up in her situation or in her family situation? Because it's not I. But it's the I am that's within me that keeps me getting up and knowing that I can't do anything in my strength. But all things work together for good for them that love the Creator. And because I love Him with all my heart and soul, everything will work together for good today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. I had to call on the ancestors today. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Omi's always shot from the hip with you. And I'm bringing it to you from the hip today. And I don't cover up anything with you, because you're my audience and you're my family. I had to call on the ancestors today, ladies and gentlemen. And I had to beckon them and send them to get someone. And I had to call that someone back. And I'm telling you, this is what I'm teaching you. Stuff that you could take home and use it tomorrow morning and make it work for you. And I declare that if you put your hope in God and not in yourself, and please don't trust the legs of a man or woman. Don't trust the arms of a woman or a man. Put your faith in your higher self, in your Creator. Remember, I say your higher self because you cooperate with that Godhead who lives on the inside of you. Y'all working together. Y'all are posses. And you become just as strong as the God inside of you. That's why I call you the little G's with the big head full of wisdom. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something to you. Now, when you come on the airways, you expect whatever is going on in your life, you're supposed to exemplify it. If things ain't right, you're supposed to be crying and saying, but you know they did this to me, and they doing this, and my children do this, and they're not listening. Stop it, I say. Don't give way to the devil. Don't give the devil a because he wants to take him out. And if he sees that he can step in there and you're using your words to fuel the energy, stop it. Speak words of wisdom and confidence over those situations. And speak encouragement even though it looks dark. And even though the winds may come and the storms may come, and they will come. But you tell, oh, yeah. You say, oh, yeah. I want you to go north. And then you tell Oye, I want you to get up and go south. You have the power in your tongue with life and death to speak to Oye. Now speak to the wind and tell it which way to go. And the confusion, send it on up north and tell it to leave your continent. Send it where you want to. I call confusion today and ask it to leave all four corners of the cardinal direction. I call Oye to lift up confusion and lift it up out of this universe. How do I know I have that kind of power? Because I've been given dominion over this plane, and so have you. Now, when will you take dominion? Those of you that call yourself ministers, preachers, evangelists, apostles, why don't you take dominion in your pulpit? Why don't you possess your pulpit and take dominion? We're not talking about going to the back door to get your instructions of what to teach. You have it in you. It's in you. It was in you when you first got your essence from God. You didn't have to wait for the slave master to tell you how to teach it. It was in you from the start. Now, why don't you get up and possess that pulpit? No, I'm not dragging in my spirit. No, I'm not down and let down and filling out. I am encouraged, and I tell you to be encouraged. No matter what circumstances are going on around you, the winds are going to come, people, and the trouble is going to be upon you. After the bottom comes the top. After the beginning comes, after the end comes the beginning. After all comes the new. So what are you waiting for? If you've been down, it's time for you to get up. Get up, I say, strong black people. Get up. I don't care if you're struggling with cocaine, drugs, addiction. I don't care if you're struggling with alcohol. Lay it down and say, it's time for me to get up. It's time for black people to get up. How many more African American History Months must we have before we realize that these months are created for us to get strength? I send strength across the airways to you, wherever you are, to strengthen your situation, your family situation. They count me down now. But see, the Creator said, keep on talking, because something's going across this airway that's going to lift your people. I'm sending the energy and the vibration across the airway. I'm going to go over to my ancestors and ask them to give me assistance in what I'm doing, because I can't do anything in my own strength. I like to pour the libation for Oludulamare, and I say, Ashe. I like to pour the libation for Oromola. Oromola is the African priestess. He is the African prophet, and we accept all prophets. We do not deviate or discriminate against anyone's prophet. I pour libation to Oye. To the north, Ashe. I pour libation to Oye the wind. To the south, I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, Ashe. And then finally to the west, Ashe. I say, Oye, Oye, pick up the wind, carry the wind, and let the wind blow. And wherever it settles, if it be in your hometown, know that you have a power that you can lift it. And if you're in a lagoon, you can lift it. I light a candle to my mother's spirit, and I say, Mother, come on home. I light a candle to my father's spirit, and I say, come on home. I pour libation to my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe, Yamanja. I pour libation to Obatala. I say, Ashe, Obatala. Now, there was much I wanted to say today, but I let the Spirit take control. And if anyone's offended, I am sorry, because the Spirit has been welcome here today to take control. And somebody must have needed what I had to say. Therefore, it took me off into a different direction. There'll be no commercials today. This particular segment will be unedited without commercials, because there's much that I need to say to you. We're winding down to the end of the month of our Black History Month. There's not much time. My words will not always be with you, as Jesus would say. My words eventually will pass away. You have nothing but the words on demand. So I'm going to take this time and use it cautiously, because there's much I need to say to you. As we witness the struggles that are all over the world now in the campaign, I want to bless Obama and Michelle Obama for the work that they're doing here in Indiana to bring the groups together to speak on behalf of the specific groups here in this area. I want to bless them and give them encouragement to know that we are supporting you spiritually, morally, and richly. And there's much success that's going to come out of your bill that you put together for Medicare. And all should be feeling the effects of it. Even though there were many that tried to destroy it, it came about because of Jesse Jackson Jr. right here in our Midwest area of Chicago, who pushed and worked towards getting that bill through. I want to thank you and keep on pushing. It's not all about talking about how good I feel I am because I'm black. We got to do some work. And that's why there's a struggle with the Hispanics. They got to do some work, and we got to help them. We got to help our Latino brothers, and we got to support them to keep diversity on the table in the chapels, in the institutions, in the academia, and in the professorate, because we truly are professors when it comes to talking about our own customs and traditions. That's why I call myself a professorette. And anybody take odds with that, after 7 years of being at a college as an adjunct, I am a professorette, like it or not. And I'm bringing it to you from the hip, because see, I'm giving you the urban setting as well as my ghetto intellect and as my intellect in general. So I want you to understand, you must call yourself professorette. Graduate to the school of life and get 33 degrees of knowledge if you want to, and become like Moses. That's just a small portion. But if you want to become like Aaron and become like one of the great known Hatshepsut, then you can get the 460 degrees of knowledge. That's right. In conscious knowledge, we're taught in metaphysics, you can obtain conscious knowledge that will give you not only knowledge, but the knowledge that you need in the metaphysics world to send energy like I'm doing now. I'm sending you energy. I'm going to send some vibrations through the water. These signatures I'm going to call are going through the water. Help me now as I call those ancestors back with the vibration. I call back Shakez Diaz to send the vibration across the water. I call back Dr. Carruthers, Doc Ben, John Henry Clark to send the water across the water with the vibration of the name. The name carries weight, ladies and gentlemen. Tap into the weight. Tap into the knowledge and to the power of the name. And I call in the name of Zora Neale Hurston, as powerful as she may be, sending the frequencies of the water going across the water with the name is powerful. I send the frequencies across with Dr. Martin Luther King and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sweet Coretta King. I send them across the water. I send across the name of Shakez Diaz, and I also send the name across with Joe Lewis, the Honorable Joe Lewis. I send it across the water. And as we begin to look for Madam C.J. Walker, don't just look for her straightening comb, but she's going to straighten it out. She's getting ready to straighten it out. So things are going to get straightened out around here, because we're calling on these vibrations and ancestors to come back and straighten it out. Oh, yes, they're going to straighten out our youth, and they're going to tell them what to believe and what to think. And our youth are going to be ready to accept that mantle when we pass the baton. We're going to condition them. We're going to condition them that they might be ready to receive the mantle and be ready to carry it on. And they'll take those three smooth like stones like David did, and they'll sling back their slingshot. And though they appear to be grasshoppers, they won't be telling us that there's giants over there. They'll be saying, Master, us grasshoppers took care of things. Us grasshoppers went over in the area where the giants were, and we slayed them and took them down. The kind of work that we're getting ready to do, we're going to need some grasshoppers that will be able to stand up against giants, because there are going to be issues all across the land and turmoil all across across the land. It's already here, ladies and gentlemen. But do you have your breastplate of armor on? Do you have your shoes that clothe your feet with the gospel of peace? And do you have the headdress and the mantle on? Are you ready with the full armor? Do you have the armor on? If not, I want to give it to you. Stand by and feel the salvation of God, because the vibrations will be coming across the airways today. I'm sending oh yay, go across the airway and send the vibration and begin to work with your people and lift them up from the lowliest stage so they become vibrated and their energies will become supercharged. That's right. With Reiki healing, I can send it across the airway. You don't have to be here, because the Bible said, he said, God's word would be enough. He said, God, send your word so you could heal them. And your tongue is like a two-edged sword. It cuts going in and cuts coming out. And by your words that you condemn, and by your words that you justify. So send your words in the airways as we send the signatures across the water. I want you to know one thing, black people. We've already gotten to the promised land. Don't look to get there. We're already here. And when you realize we're already here, you will stand up and you will possess your land, possess your pulpit. Quit calling yourself an African-American. You're confused. You got to call yourself an African. The question here today is only to be or not to be African. That is the question. And once you realize who you are, you will walk in that position. You will begin, the Kostic records will open up, and your medulla oblongata and your temporal will open up, and knowledge will flow down your spinal cord. And you will remember who you once were. And the ancestors will begin to speak to you and tell you the greatness that you once were. And you will be able to walk in that greatness. Do you not know that those pyramids were built without a scaffold? They did not have a scaffold created. They had no idea how they were able to move those solid stones other than with the energy of their minds. Your mind is very powerful. Say powerful with me. Powerful. Your mind is so powerful, it's able to send and erect a building, and it's able to vibrate across the waters and send electricity. You are pure ratified energy. You are frequency in its rare form. That is why you can't get to God if you want to. He is so ratified. He's like fire shut up in your bones. So when you begin to start talking African-American, know that you have electricity running through your veins. You are an atom. You were made from an atom. But they don't understand, why were you vibrating when there was no generator of frequency? So something in that energy, in that darkness, in triple darkness, created you. And when you were created from that triple darkness, you had a vibration about you and a frequency about you. And you continue to go forward. And I want you to understand one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Here tonight, when you leave this room, you won't be walking lightly anymore. I want you to be stepping tall and stepping high, because see, your energy is going to be ignited. You are going to be able to set things on fire. You're going to be able to take that energy and that ratified pure energy, potent energy. You're going to exemplify God. That's why I call you, you are God, little children. You've overcome this body. You've suppressed the old man. You've got to kill the old man to let pure spirit come forward. And the pure spirit is nothing but an energy and a vibration. And when energy comes forth, it is electrified, magnified. Nothing can stop it. If you put it out on the water, it goes across the water, and you can't stop it. You can't stand before it. So when you stand before the throne of God and you begin to look down because your eyelids can't look up, because he's pure ratified energy. Know this, brothers and sisters. Quit telling yourself you're going to the God of the universe. He will not receive you. He's giving you your God. He's planted him within the being of your substance. Now go to the God on the inside of you and speak to them. And stir up that God and stir up that energy so you become pure energy and ratified energy at that. And as a science teacher, I'm telling you this. Your children need to be talked to as if they're little frequency waves and keep their energies rising up. But be aware, Be aware of the vampires that come to steal and kill. Some come to rob and steal your frequency. Don't let your virtues leave you without someone asking you to lift them. Don't let them come and steal your anointing, pointing, trying to steal your virtue. I want you to understand that this frequency is going to help you to decipher things and bring things to a halt. For those who are sick, they're going to get healing. For those who have palsy, they're going to get healing. For those who are hunchbacked, they're going to get healing. For those who are albinos, they're going to get healing. We send healing across the airways today with the energy and frequency. The vibration here in this room is heavy, and I know it is across the airways. So why don't you tap in? Why don't you tap in and receive your frequency now? You don't have to wait till you get 365 degrees of knowledge. This knowledge is available to you at least 4 days a week. Tap in, I say. Tap in and receive the ratified energy from the wave of the water. And I want those out there who are still trying to figure out what is she talking about to get with the program. I've been speaking this ever since I've been on the air with almost 2 years. By now you should know that I'm trying to make you a god. And if you're not a god yet, you're sure close to it. Because if you're ratified with energy now, why don't you go out and possess your pulpit? And why don't you go out and not just name it and claim it and talking about what you're going to do when you get out there and fall on your face? You got to have some power. Somebody say power. Power. And when you get fired up with the energy, and not supernatural getting fired up, you got to have a vibration going. You got to be able to raise people from their dead state. See, I know that God has called me because he called me to raise the dead. He called me to bring the energy levels up. He called me to open up the deaf ears so that they can hear. He called me to open up the blind eyes so that they might see and have ability to understand what it is that they need to do to carry this frequency. This frequency is mighty and it's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. It is so powerful that it has authority over a situation. It has authority over lifestyle. It can change even the drunken. It can change even the dope man. It can turn even the whore around. It has ability to lift your life. So use it to change lives. Use it to change lives, because the frequency, whoever gets in the direction of this frequency is going to be changed. It's going to be changed for a lifetime. And why not you be the one to make the change? Make that change. Make that change today. I know you can make that change today. It's available to you. You only have to understand that we were given this authority. We were not just put here on earth, but we were given authority to take dominion. That is why you will not see God come down out of the heaven. He has told you to take dominion and subdue it. And what do kings and queens do that subdue things? They become like gods. So the gods have risen today, you say, Omi. Yes, they have. And they're among us. And don't look in the heavens for a God to come. They are already among you. You must start looking in the eyes of your children. And those ancestors who are leaving, you must look in their eyes and see the God that was intended for you to see. You must understand that ye are God, little children, and ye have killed the old man and suppressed the old man and killed the flesh. And as you push against the prick, anything you push against, you will force God forward. Now force God forward in your life. If you're not God now,